So we're gonna be calling Shannon Hyde.
Downey, this is your teammate. Please meet us at Dairy Queen. We miss you, Downey. Please.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Shannon Show, a podcast where I talk to the coolest military kids in the world. And as usual, today is no exception. We have a vlogger, YouTuber, college student, and the founder of Poser Magazine, Mia Aston, is joining the show today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I was talking to you just like 2 seconds ago about how I found out about your YouTube channel and stuff. And like I said, watched a few videos and it was just, I just really wanted to talk. I think it's really cool stuff. I love meeting new people. And yeah, thank you again.
Thank you so much for reaching out. This is really cool. I've like looked at your podcast and it's a really cool thing. I've never seen someone do it like just for military kids. So I think that's super interesting.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been a lot just getting it started and everything. It's almost been doing it for a year now. And, you know, I really enjoy it. And this is one of the best parts about it. But as you said just a little bit ago, you're going to be going to NYU in the fall.
Yeah.
And this will be your first year of college, correct?
Yes, correct.
Right. What are you anticipating with that move and that process? I'm not sure if you've been to New York before. What are you excited about?
I'm excited for everything, actually. My family travels a lot, so I grew up going to New York a lot. And NYU is actually my dream school since I was 10.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah, I know. So I'm super grateful. I'm super excited to be going. I don't know. I'm excited for the city and to meet new people and the classes. And I just got my dorm assignment. It's right on Washington Square Park. So I'm like, I feel like it can't get any better. So I'm super
excited. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing more exciting than first year of college, honestly. Have you decided on a major yet, or are you still undecided?
I'm actually majoring in film and television productions.
Oh,
so.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. What inspired that, other than, you know, all the YouTube and stuff, I guess?
Yeah, like I said, like NYU is my dream school since I was 10. So when I was 10, I started making short films. I actually started, like, I wanted to do like a toy drive for my fourth grade school, and my counselor made me make a video presentation to like pitch the idea. And that's when I started making like stop motions with my American Girl dolls. And so that kind of like, yeah, I was like huge into like the Tim Burton films, and that kind of kicked off my, like, I don't know, just like the short films and the movie making. And then I've just progressed there into like live action short films. So that's where it
that's
started.
So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so exciting that you get to keep on doing that. And I mean, like, a lot of people have dream schools, but you don't really always reach that. So, I mean, yeah, that's fantastic. I already mentioned YouTube a few times, but when did you start making like videos for YouTube? Like, when did you start getting into that?
So I actually have a really old channel which has those like American Girl stop motion. So
really?
I don't even know how long ago that was. And then the YouTube channel that you found the military video on, I think I started that like in eighth grade. So it's just fun. So I post on there whenever.
Is it just kind of like your way of being creative, and like, is it just what you love to do, like a hobby?
Yeah, definitely. I think I just love creating things. Mm-hmm. And so YouTube's just a great way to like always be working on something, because I'm always editing every single day. And it's a great way to get practice too. And I love like recording memories with my friends. So it's just fun. It's kind of like how people like spam Instagram accounts. YouTube's kind of like a memory dump. So I love it.
Yeah. So are you mostly vlogging? Is that most of your content that you're making?
Yeah, I mostly do vlogs. I like, sometimes I'll kind of like jump in and try and do the really trendy videos that are fun.
Yeah.
You know, like those DIYs or like the thrift hauls. But I'm gonna be doing some more college videos. I did like a college pack with me, and people are already messaging me to do like college tips on how to get in. So I think I'm gonna progress
towards
college videos soon. Yeah,
that's fantastic. And then you just move right into that with college. How would you describe your like vlogging style? Like, I'm not sure if that's like a certain thing, but I watched a few, and how would you describe how you like to make videos?
Oh, that's a hard one.
What?
I don't know. I guess it's like, I feel like for everyone, it just kind of depends on like the media that you consume. So I don't know. I guess I just kind of vlog whatever. I like, this is hard. I mean, I guess for editing, I'm a really like colorful person. I love colorful like stuff. So I always love having like really bright videos and like colorful text. And I love filming people, like other people especially. Yeah. But I don't know how to like describe my vlogging style. I don't know. That's I'm not sure.
Maybe that is a dumb question. I don't know. I just like there's so many different ways to vlog, I've noticed. And
yeah. No, it's not a dumb question. I just don't think I've ever like thought about that before. I'm just like not. I don't know how to answer it.
You're good. Well, let me ask you this. Is there, because you're kind of vlogging almost not all the time, I'm assuming. How often are you like actively recording yourself? Is it like every day pretty much?
Pretty much. It's kind of bad. I'm like,
it's bad. Pretty much
like, yeah. Well, like when I was little, I remember we had like I got like an iPod Nano probably when I was in second grade. So I've been like making videos since then. Like I have like old vlogs on my iPod Nano when I was like 8. So I've been like filming. I don't know. I just love documenting stuff. So I think I've been like filming and taking photos for as long as I can remember. But like right now, we're doing a big move actually like with the military. So I'm doing like some road trip diaries. So I'm pretty much vlogging every single day.
Wow.
So yeah, always filming. Maybe that's
is there any pressure in that? I mean, I know you've been doing this for so long now, but is there any pressure in like always trying to do interesting things? Cause I'm trying to like think about how I would vlog my day. And there's so many like times where I'm just like not doing anything cool. Is there any pressure in that?
I think like sometimes there is, because I know a lot of people that want to do YouTube, but they're like, my life is so boring. But I think you just have to like come to a point where you realize that like your life is boring to you because you experience it every day, but it's not like what other people are experiencing. So someone somewhere is going to find it interesting. But I don't know, if there's not anything interesting, I just try not to vlog, because then I'm just going to be like vlogging like the same stuff over and over again. Like I try and just vlog when I go out or do other stuff.
When did you realize that this was going to be something that you were going to like continue doing, or that it was successful, or that other people cared about it and it was more than just like something fun that you did on your own?
I don't know. I mean, I always just kind of made videos even when people weren't watching it. I think it's just like, it's something that I couldn't imagine not doing. So even if people stopped watching it, I don't think I would stop making stuff. But it's just been a plus that like the subscriber count has been growing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So
it's pretty neat stuff. Is there any advice you would give to someone who's like just now starting to YouTube, or like like a young vlogger or something like that who has similar interests?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing would just be to start the channel, because I have so many people, like so many friends too, that come and talk to me. And you'd be surprised how many people in your life want to start a YouTube channel, but they're too scared, or they're like worried about being embarrassed. And I think the biggest thing would just be to start. And then also you can just like just post more. And there's other things you can do if you want to like grow the channel. Like you can look up the best times to upload on YouTube or like the trending videos, or you go with the trends, and then you can kind of like do your own thing after you start gaining a following. But I would say just start. Like, just do it.
Yeah, just get just get it out there. Yeah, just go for it.
Don't worry about what other people have to say.
Yeah, that's such a good message for, like, life in general, too. So, yeah, go for it, guys. Is there any, like, one video or vlog or, I don't know, maybe like a series of episodes that you've done that you're, like, most proud of?
I don't know.
Is that a tough one? How many uploads have you had? I can't imagine, like, consistently vlogging. There's must be so much.
There's probably hundreds. There's probably so many. I think like my most proud ones are my short films, like the actual like narrative stories that I do, because those take so long. They're not really the vlogs, but I really like all like the vlogs that I have with my friends, because they're fun to look back on.
Yeah, that's very cool, honestly. And just that you get to share that with everyone else, like even though it's public, like I feel like that could be kind of scary, but at the same time it's just how you do it. So
yeah,
pretty cool stuff. If you don't want to spoil anything, that's totally okay, but I am curious, do you have anything like big coming up on YouTube that you want to share, or
not just... really?
Okay, I don't know.
No, not really. I mean, like, I don't know. I mean, like I told you, I've got like the all the college stuff coming up is like moving.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big deal, honestly.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited about those, like doing the moving vlogs. And I've got like some product placement stuff, like some people will send me stuff and I just like talk about it in a video, but nothing like really, nothing super exciting, not quite there yet, but just, I would say for me, it would be like the most exciting or like big thing would be the college stuff.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Just as far as the change in your life, which is, you know, great vlog content, I'm sure. Well, as I said earlier, Best Military Kids podcast, and you are military kids, so of course we have to talk about it. You said you're going through a move right now. How is this move going, and how does it compare to some of your past moves?
It's a little different because usually, you know, as a military kid moving, you're leaving all your friends behind and you're starting school, but luckily I'm transitioning into college and like all my friends are leaving too, so it's not as hard to leave everybody. But we're doing a huge road trip this summer, so we're actually moving to California. I was in Virginia Beach.
Oh, wow.
Last, yeah.
That's a huge move.
I know. I'm in Florida right now, actually, but just like a big month-long road trip. It's really fun. We're seeing friends and family.
So you're driving to California, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Jeez.
I know, yeah.
I've done that one a few times. Not easy.
Yeah. It's a long drive.
So your family is going to be in California, but you're going to be going to NYU.
Yep.
Is that a little intimidating at all, or are you like totally up for it?
I'm ready. I mean, luckily I like grew up and my family has always encouraged me to go to school somewhere cool. So, and I don't know if this is relatable for other military kids, but like I've moved around so much that there's not really a place that I call home. So it's not like I'm leaving like my hometown for the first time and I'm going to be homesick in that way. So I don't know. I'm just so excited to go to New York that I'm not too worried about it.
Pretty cool. Is there one thing in particular that you love the most about being a military kid? I'm not sure like how strongly you identify with it. I know like some people are like very passionate about that, but yeah, is there anything that's your favorite part?
I think it's like favorite and least favorite part would be the moving, because like now that I'm older, it's like a lot of great opportunities, but in the moment when you're younger, it's a little tough.
Absolutely. Was there one move in particular that was most difficult for you that you remember?
I think I moved from Maryland to Texas, and I started like seventh grade in Texas. So I started middle school in Texas, and I remember seventh grade was a really hard year for me, just transitioning and like
those middle school moves, man. They're
rough. They're like they're harder than the high school moves sometimes.
Yeah,
but I think that would be my most difficult. Seventh grade was my worst year, but I feel like a lot of people can collectively agree with that, with seventh grade.
You've been all over the place then. That's
How many moves have you
abnormal had? I don't know how many count. I was in Japan for a little bit too, which is probably like the highlight of it. In Okinawa, so that was probably the coolest part. Virginia, North Carolina, you know, pretty common places that a lot of people have been. I would say absolutely with the moves, middle school is very tough because you just like there's so much change going on already, like with like classes and with the kids personally. So that's just an extra stressor for sure. Well, Mia, I always do a preposterous predicament. That's what I call it's a, it's like a would you rather question every episode, just like a fun little thing. I know I'm not totally familiar with you, but I still want to do the question. Obviously, it's just part of the show. We have to do it. It's a requirement for the Shannon Show.
Three seconds on the clock.
So, would you rather constantly have hiccups for the rest of your life or always feel like you're about to sneeze?
Oh.
Two very painful ones. This is
I know, right?
I tried to bring a good one for you. Some people, I'll bring a bad one and they're not happy.
I say the sneezing because I feel like hiccups can be painful. I have really loud hiccups too. I would never really go anywhere. Like, I say sneezing.
Just about to sneeze though. Like, it's just like on the tip of your nose. Just like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah, because at least I could be quiet with that one.
So yeah, you always, I feel like you always have that look on your face though. Like whenever you're about to sneeze, like you always like there's always like this like whole.
Ugh. I know, yeah.
Oh. And the, but the hiccups are definitely loud and annoying and noticeable. And that would make for some pretty awkward videos.
Yeah, vlogging.
I think you're right on this one.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, tell me what you guys think. I don't know. It's please.
Yeah. Let me know.
Well, you did start your own magazine, which is very big deal. I want to hear all about it because that's not, I don't hear very many kids start magazines. Like that's a very like interesting choice for a lot of reasons. I don't think that a lot of people necessarily read magazines that much anymore. Yeah. I'm not sure how popular that is, especially now with everything just being on your phone and whatnot. So first tell me a little bit about your magazine, what it's all about, what your goal is. And then tell me why you think the magazine is the best way to reach people.
So I started the magazine last year. And basically what the magazine is, it's Poser Magazine. And it's a nonprofit magazine that supports and like gives exposure for female artists. Mm-hmm. And 100% of the profits are donated. I only have released one volume of the magazine so far.
Gotcha.
But all of the profits from that one were donated to this nonprofit organization called I Support the Girls. And all of the money goes to like providing menstrual products and bras for so many wonderful like things like homeless shelters and veterans and breast cancer programs. So I started this because I wanted to find a way actually to raise money for kind of like a period poverty organization and to donate for that. But obviously like I've grown up with art in my life and doing art for so long. And so I thought it'd be a good way to kind of mash the two together to support female artists while also donating. So every volume, I want to keep making volumes of the magazine, and I'm hoping that each one will be focused on a different social issue to donate the money towards. And I'm not really sure what the end goal is. I guess just to raise more and more money each time.
Yeah.
And
how big of a project was it, the first volume? Because this just seems like a massive undertaking for you, already having the YouTube and you're about to go to college and you're like, well, let's just start a magazine too. how difficult was it?
It was a lot, not gonna lie. I wasn't ready. I just like, oh, it sounded cool. And next time I'm definitely going to need help for the next issue.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of work, actually. I've never done graphic design or anything, or I'm not like,
oh, wow,
very experienced in those fields. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of work because you had to find the artists and then interview them. And then you have to, I don't know, just make all the pages and work out everything. It took a really long time. It took a lot longer than it was supposed to because I started it like a month before my college apps were due, so I kind of had to take a break there.
Jeez.
But yeah, it was a huge project, so I give props to anyone who has like a magazine or a zine.
Yeah.
Because oh my gosh, that was insane.
How did you find the artists and what were you looking for?
Some of the artists I had already followed on my main Instagram account that I just found over time. And then you just kind of like find other artists through like the Instagram Explore page, or some artists that I'm following follow a bunch of different artists. So I'll kind of like scroll through their following and then find other artists.
Yeah.
Or some of the artists had blown up on TikTok and I reached out to them. So it's just kind of all over social media.
Mm-hmm. What is issue two looking like right now? What do you have any ideas going right now? Like, where are you in that?
I haven't officially started that one yet, but I definitely want to start that when I get to New York, and I already got some kind of like cover ideas planned out, and I want to shoot the cover in New York City. I haven't picked like an organization yet for that, so nothing really officially that's started yet, but I do know it's happening, and I definitely want to start it this winter.
Awesome. That's so cool. You're doing everything, man. Like, you have so much creativity, and it's so cool seeing it all materialize. I'm sure it must be cool for you as well. You mentioned your college applications just a little bit ago. I want to hear a little bit about that, because that's a very stressful for a lot of people. And on top of that, you knew, I mean, there was COVID. I'm sure that got in the way in some capacity. And then you also knew you're going to be moving soon, I assume. So tell me, what were some of the challenges in that? And how did it go for you overall?
So I actually graduated class of 2020 from school, and I was originally going to be going to Pratt Institute in Brooklyn in New York.
Gotcha.
But then COVID hit, and so they closed the dorms, and I ended up deferring my first year. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise, because it was really hard, as like I assume for a lot of people COVID was. But because of that, I got a full-time job at Trader Joe's, and that's when I started the magazine too. But I wasn't originally planning on reapplying to a bunch of schools. I think I had like the senioritis really hit my senior year, and I got really lazy with my college apps. But my mom actually convinced me to reapply, and so I shot a new short film, and I had to put the magazine on hold to really focus. So I would go to work. I worked at Trader Joe's the morning shift, so I'd go to work at like 5 a.m. and then I'd come home at 1 p.m. and then I would edit my short film until like 10 p.m. and then go to work the next day. But because of COVID and like reapplying and having the time off, that's how I actually like got into NYU. So I didn't get into NYU the first time.
Right.
But I got into NYU and some other schools the second time around.
That's awesome. Was the short film a part of your application?
Yeah, because I know I had to apply for film. So you have the general NYU application, and then you have to like have a portfolio application too.
That's I can't even imagine. But how stressful was that? Like putting in. So did you apply to NYU the first time and also send them a short film then, and then have to make another one?
Yeah, I had to. I sent them a different short film the first time, and then I made a whole other one the second time. Yeah.
What was the second one about?
The second one, it's up on my YouTube. It's
okay.
Called Moth is Not a Nerd. I was like originally trying to do this hand-drawn animated short film, but it was going to take like 500 years. So then I have like a film book, and I used to write poems when I was in elementary school. So I just started writing a poem, like a short story about like this giant, and I don't know, pretty simple story, but I wrote a poem, and then that was the narration and kind of the structure for the short film. So I just went from there.
Wow. That's awesome. I'm glad it all worked out. Honestly was a blessing for you to have another shot at NYU, and now you sound so excited for it. You said you worked at Trader Joe's too at 5 a.m. How was working at Trader Joe's?
It was good. The people are actually so nice there.
Yeah.
Like you go in and people, I don't know, like they're genuinely really nice people. 5 a.m. shift, would not recommend. I'm
Yeah, that's early.
Yeah, it was pretty rough, but it was good. They like the company paid really well too. So it was a good way to save up for college while I was not in school. So
it was good.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
So you said you're in Florida right now and you're going to be going on this huge road trip. Where's next in the road trip right now?
Next is New Orleans. I used to live in New Orleans.
That's so cool.
Too. Yeah. So we're going
to see.
Yeah. So we're just like, kind of like, I know, seeing old friends. Oh, you should definitely go during Mardi Gras, like
when it comes
back around. Yeah. So New Orleans is next, and then Texas, and then I think just California.
Right. And then you'll fly back to NYU to go to school?
Yep.
Gosh.
Yep.
Are you going to bring your stuff for your dorm with you, or are you going to get it whenever you get back to New York? What are you thinking?
Well, my parents actually drove all my college stuff. So I packed for college like a month ago already. Yeah, my stuff's been in New York for a while now. So
we'll just fly there.
Yeah, get it out of storage.
Jeez, I mean, it's part of the military kid life. You just all over the place all the time.
Yep, always packing.
Honestly, that's always going somewhere. Well, that's all the questions that I have. If there's anything else that you want to discuss or talk about, honestly, wouldn't mind at all. Or if you have anything else coming up, or you know, with the magazine, I sound so terrible. Anything else? The YouTube isn't enough. The magazine is enough. We want more. No, just joking. best of luck with the road trip as well.
Thank you so much. I don't know. I feel like you're pretty good. We covered a lot.
We did.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I post artists from Instagram on the, I have an Instagram account for the magazine, which is Poser Team. Right. So I repost artists on there, but otherwise, no. You covered a lot.
I saw the Poserine website. I think I was on there. Let me see if it's still up. And yeah. It has the, it's just like such a unique looking like logo. Like you said, you've never done graphic design, but this looks like so like carefully done, or maybe it's not careful. I don't know. It's definitely very colorful. How did you, do you have any inspiration for that?
I think I found like a font I really liked. And then I took it into that like free photo mobile editing app called PixArt. And then I basically just took a bunch of like photos that I had and I cut them out to fit inside the letter. So it's a bunch of like my old photos in the letters of the text composer. But
how are you printing the magazines?
I use this like printing company called Printing Center USA. And I don't know, they just printed it for me and I got them all shipped. And then I shipped them out individually to every person who ordered them.
How many people, if you don't mind, got the magazines?
50.
So wow.
Yeah, 50 copies for the first magazine. So
for the first issue of the magazine. That is so cool. So I'm guessing most of the promotion was on the YouTube channel or?
Yeah, most of it was kind of just a build up through Instagram. I did like a little short film with one of my friends for the promo for Instagram and I posted that to YouTube, but it was mostly just like a build up, like, cause it took me way too long, like much longer than it should have taken me to make it. So everyone had just kind of been waiting, I guess.
Well, that's still very exciting. Well, Mia, thank you so much for coming on the show. You're doing so much cool stuff. Make sure everyone goes and checks out the channel, the magazine, follow you on Instagram, all whatnot. I'll put all the links below so you guys can go check out Mia. Very cool military kid.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such a cool show. I'm so excited. Sure.
Yeah, I can't wait to share this with everyone. I think it was a great conversation. And best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.